Hachette Audio presents King and Maxwell, written by David Baldacci, read by Ron McClarty and Orla Cassidy. To the cast and crew of the King and Maxwell TV series, thanks for bringing my characters so vividly to life. £4,800. That was roughly how much the cargo in the crate weighed. It was offloaded from the tractor trailer by forklift and placed in the back of the smaller box truck. The rear door was closed and secured with two different locks, one a key, the other a combo. Each lock was rated to be tamper-proof. The man climbed into the driver's seat of the truck, closed the door, locked it, started the engine, revved the motor, cranked the AC and adjusted his seat. He had a long way to drive and not much time to get there. He was now alone in the middle of nowhere, in a country that was still largely entrenched in the 9th century. He put the truck in drive and thought about what was in the crate. It was more than 2 tons of very special cargo. Without it, he was certainly a dead man. Even with it, he might be a dead man, but his odds were far better by having it. As he passed over the rough road, he calculated he had 20 hours hard driving ahead of him. There were no highways here. The pace would be plodding and bumpy, and there might even be folks shooting at him. There also would be people waiting for him at the end.